Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the start of a new era, my friend. It's the start of a new era. We did 7 years, we had a fortnight off. Do the next seven start here? This is the question. I'll tell you what, mate, I haven't got the faintest idea. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed. It turns out I did have the faintest idea. Right. Well, I had faintest idea. That was the band you just heard. And from their album, The Voice of Treason, that was a track called 36 Barrels. What I want to know is, what is Faintest Idea's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/faintest idea.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie being internet nil. I hope this isn't a trend. Yes, and that has come via That's Not Skanking, TNS Records, and it might be worth having a look at their website as well, which is tnsrecords.co.uk, and we'll be playing more off that album in future weeks because it's a little beauty. Now, I would normally do additional material in this bit, but do you know what? What with that fortnight off and that, and I hope you had a good time, I was busy.
Yeah, it was great.
I think I ought to just remind you, listeners who are back again, that I do still want your poems for Poetry Corner, and I want your jokes for Comedy Suburbs. If you have a joke or a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email either Poetry Corner, if it's a poem, or Comedy Suburbs, if it's a joke. I have got one little letter to read out, though. This from Liam Arnold. I haven't read this out before. Because this came through on the 11th of July, which was the day after we recorded the last show, I think. And it just said, Jesus H. Christ, it's been 7 years. That means I've been listening since I was 11.
Bloody hell.
Fucking hell. Cheers for the 7 years. I'm looking forward to the new and improved Punky, Liam. Thanks very much, Liam. As far as new and improved goes, it's actually sounding remarkably similar. if you do have anything you'd like to email me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. One person who got in touch with me was the guy who runs Drunkabilly Records, Tony. Now, I've been wanting the guy from Drunkabilly Records to get in touch with me for a while. And when we did speak to each other, he said he was going to send me a sampler of their music. And one of the reasons I said we might be starting a little bit differently is that I thought before a fortnight ago that I was going to basically make a whole show out of the sampler. But he sent me the wrong CD, but I'm glad he did, because he sent me the first album, stroke new album, from the KDV Deviators, who are Coff the DeVille and his band, well, out of Mad Sin. It's his new band, and I absolutely love this band. I saw them in Panini de Mar a few weeks ago. The album's called Lost Contact, and it's got a sort of Space Cadets feel to it, not only in how it sounds but also in the look they've gone for. They've got a real sort of 50s sci-fi look, and the album is brilliant. What I want to know is, what is the KDV Deviators website?
KDVDeviators.com?
No, it's the KDVDeviators.com.
Oh,
Tony One, Paul, you've been the Internet One. This is Deviator Zone 86. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I did mean to say that I have got, well, not a word of the week, but I've got a phrase of the week here, should you be interested. And we've sort of let the swear Esperanto and word of the week go. And it was suggested to me a week or so back that a word that was used should be swear Esperanto, and I agree, but I can't remember what it was. But as you know, I've been learning Norwegian through dance.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend Linda, who's now my ex-girlfriend Linda, and that's all I want to say about that, Tony. One of the last phrases that she taught me in Norwegian, because she's been teaching me things I kind of wanted to learn and things I thought might have been useful. This is a combination of the two. It's not a word of the week in so much as it is a Norwegian phrase, but you could certainly say it in front of a group of girls in most countries and then say to them that it meant whatever you said it meant. Right?
Right.
But this is it. Dame, jeg vil pure pupa, sjåpå, og grot no! Which means, ladies, I want to fuck tits. Go for it, right now.
It's handy.
Dame. Jij wil pure poepen. Shoppa. Oh, God, no. I was quite happy to learn that. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. We've had a little bit of a delay, so we've got a few. Thank you for that. But please do keep them coming. Easiest way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page and leave a comment on our wall. That's what these people did for our 7th birthday. It is our 7th birthday, don't forget.
It is indeed.
Well, this one isn't a birthday one. First one, Underground Punk. A new blog dedicated to underground punk, hardcore and death rock, which is undergroundpunk.tumblr.com, T-U-M-B-L-R.com. Support the underground. So do check that out.
I think that's a very good idea, to support the underground. Otherwise it collapses.
Exactly.
What is this Tumblr thing, Tony?
I think it's a blog. It's like a blogger or Blogspot.
You mean a blog site?
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yes.
Right. I just wanted to make sure.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe I should work in the internet industry and maybe learn these things.
Yeah, but do you know what? It's probably not a bad idea.
Probably, wouldn't it? Yeah. Next up, from Ems, who's a Goopa Goopa. Thought I'd best leave something for your 7th birthday, so here is me leaving you a comment. Keep up the great work, guys, and I've missed you these past few weeks. Don't ever do that again, Smacktards. Ems.
Haha, Smacktards.
First time in 7 years.
I promise you, Ems, that we won't have a fortnight off on purpose again for a very long time.
First time in 7 years, a little present to ourselves.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Ems.
Tony, I enjoyed the break. Did you enjoy the break?
It's kind of flown by a little bit. I wish I'd made more of it, but I've just been doing...
I thought you said I wish I'd left it a month.
It's just been a blur. But no, it was good. It was good to have a break.
So, sorry, is that it for Facebook?
No, got one more. Scott Jakubik says, hey, Paul and Tony. First off, happy 7th. Sorry I haven't written for quite some time now. The last year plus has been spent firmly entrenched in Fishtown, dealing with issues at work and home, and I haven't felt like myself. Things are improving greatly now, and I'm starting to feel myself again. Wait, that reads kind of wrong. Yeah, screw it. Go with that. Go with what works. Too much information and all that. Again, congrats on 7 years, guys. I really enjoy what you guys do. I'll leave you with a tagline I thought of a while ago for Tony's efforts on the beds. Punky Radio, beds so tight your princess won't notice the pee. Thanks,
good
Scott.
Thought. I think she might notice the pee if I was in bed with her. I'm not getting any younger, that's all I'm saying. And Scott, thanks a lot for bringing in Fishtown. Look, this is like...
It's been a while, hasn't it?
First one of a new septade, as I'm calling it.
Nice.
Has already featured Smacktard and Fishtown. If you'd like to know where we got the expression Fishtown for being when you're in a bad place, when you're unhappy, when you're pissed off, isn't it really?
Yeah.
You want a one-way ticket to Fishtown. You'll have to go back a very long way to find out about that. But it does involve Philadelphia, doesn't it?
Yeah, was it the Mediocre Show?
It was the Mediocre Show and a part of Fishtown and someone offering someone a fight and them saying something like, I sent him to Fishtown or I said I'd
one-way ticket to Fishtown.
He's on a one-way ticket to Fishtown, yeah, or something. Like, it was brilliant anyway. So, yeah, thank you very much for that, Scott. That's brilliant.
And that's it, Facebook.
That's it for Facebook. Here's track three then. This has come through from Manila PR. This is a little bit of indie rock for you right here. This is the Mexanines and Shimmer. Yeah.
iTunes.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath. Just thanks to doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mexanines and a track called Shimmer. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Mexanines website?
TheMexanines.com?
No, TheMexanines.co.uk. Mexanines, but M-E-X-A-N-I-N-E-S. Probably be the internet too, Tony, one. I have little information about the Mexanines. Other than that, is their new single, and you can find out more about them, should you wish to, via that website. And thanks very much to Tony from Manila PR for sending that through. He did send it through a couple of weeks ago, but we're having a fortnight off. But I don't think the single's out until August. I don't think. So it might be all right anyway. Although by the time you hear this, it will probably be August.
Yeah.
So it's out now.
Cool.
Tony, did you do anything last week? In fact, over the last fortnight, what did you get up to?
It was mainly house related. We had internal doors fitted, so we now have internal fire doors. So that was good, and that's roughly it. Oh, we had a. Did you talk about the mice thing? I can't remember what we said and what I said.
Well, you said that you got mice, and I think I'd put on your Facebook page that inhumane traps were the only answer.
Exactly. So we got the pest guy out, and then it turned from being a mouse into being a squirrel. And now we think it's actually birds. There's a hole in the roof, and I think birds are nesting. So I can hear them now while I record this. But right, it's only birds, so I assume they will nest off at some point, and we can cover it up. But I'm not too fussed now.
Why did you think there were mice then? Because normally,
isn't it?
You find droppings.
Yeah, we find the droppings, but I heard scurrying. So in the ceiling above, it's just little things scurrying around. And it sounded like a mouse, and I would assume it was. But yeah, but Steph's seen birds coming in and out of it, so it's a bird. So I'm not that concerned.
Perhaps it's flying mice. Who knows, man? You've moved to a new part of Nottingham. Different wildlife.
I'm finding mice are very prevalent in this area.
Flying mice. You don't need that.
No, you don't. You don't need that.
How can you catch them? Flying cheese. Well, mate, I did loads.
Okay.
I did loads. I'll tell you a bit about it now. I'll tell you a bit about it later on in the show. Most likely, since we last spoke, I did the Rhythms of the... Oh, that is right, isn't it? I did Rhythms of the World. Yes, I did. I did a festival in Hitchin called Rhythms of the World, where I hosted a comedy tent for the afternoon. And then at night, the damned were on, and it pissed down. It rained so hard, and the festival site looked like the Somme. It was like World War One. It was horrendous. But the dams were fantastic. Had a brief, not altercation, but a brief meeting with Captain Sensible in a pub called The Half Moon afterwards, which was very funny. That's another story. Then on Sunday, I did Guildfest, which is a festival in Guildford. And guess what? It had been raining the day before. Same as it wasn't raining when we got there, but again, it was a quagmire with the added problem. A couple of weeks before the festival, they'd had an agricultural show. So not only was it a muddy pit, it was a muddy pit that stank of pig shit.
Oh God,
I felt so sick. It was awful. And I went up to this, one of these concession vans to get I got coffee. And I'm having a chat with the girl, and I said, oh, I hate festivals. And she said, oh, well, that everyone at Guildford said, he said, they don't see as happy and smiley as other years. I'm not sure what it is. I said, I don't know whether you've noticed, but everyone's walking around in pig shit. That would make me upset if I had pig shit all over my boots, and I have. I'm upset. She went, oh. I said, yeah, there was an agricultural show a fortnight ago, and there's all this pig and cow dung's been rocked up in with the rains, brought it all up with the mud. And she went, oh, I just thought Guildford smelled of shit.
Fair point.
Anyway, after that festival, I went on a caravan holiday.
Yay!
Yeah, down at Christchurch, near Bournemouth. And I think I'll tell you about that in the rest of it after the next song, because I don't want to chat on for too long. We've got two songs coming now. Listen out for a band called Safety Orange. I'll tell you a bit about them after you've heard them. But first up, here's a track by a guy called Steve Lieberman, the Gangster Rabbi. Now, I look at his website. In fact, do you want to have a stab at what his website is?
SteveLieberman.com?
No, GangsterRabbi.com. Damn. It's GangsterRabbi.com. GangsterRabbi.com. And I have, in fact, spelt gangster wrong in the thing I sent you, Tony. It's an A, not an ER, again. According to his website, he's dying of cancer.
Oh.
Yes, that's what I thought. I thought quite odd. And this is these new tracks, I don't know whether they're off the last album he's ever going to do or whether they're out already. But anyway, he came through Music Submit, as did the track we're going to play after. But I sort of really went, oh, God. Oh. Fingers crossed for Steve Liebman, the Gangster Rabbi. This music is mental, Tony. Okay. And it's also probably being Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is We're All Derek Yetta.
Original painting by me, the Word Whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
A wank stain on the duvet of society.
The as a man of a boat. Turn around, I'll pick him up. He was thrown overboard. Drink, stick him up. I don't care, leave him there. I don't care, leave him there. He was a good man, so you say. He was a good man every day. He was a good man, most would say. For this good man we will pray. I grabbed the wheel of the tiny ship. The captain swung at me and started to flip. I don't care, leave him there. I don't care, leave him there. I've had all that I can take. The captain's words were a mistake. I'm against hurting each other. In this world we should love one another. I'm sick of the selfish things people do. Suck each other in their own little world. While you may be waiting to drown and die, but not I. Gonna take a stand and do what I can to save a man. I'm taking control of the vessel. I gotta do my part to leave a wrestle. I don't care, we won't leave him there. I don't care, we won't leave him there. Shit like this happens every single day. If you ignore it, it won't go away. You gotta do what you can. Take the time to save another man. To save a man. To save a man. To save a man. To save a man. A man of a boat, turn around and pick him up. He was thrown overboard, during to stick him up. I don't care, leave him there. I do care, we can't leave him there. Shit like this happens every single day. If you ignore it, it won't go away. You gotta do what you can. Take the time to save another man. To save a man. To save a man. To save a man. To save a man. Go! To save a man. To save a man. To save a man. To save a man.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Safety Orange in a track called To Save a Man. Safety Orange, I think, are from San Diego. And they describe themselves as beach reggae rock. But I think they're fairly more conventional than that. By conventional, that doesn't mean bad. I just mean that it's not beach reggae rock. I'd have a problem explaining, but I think I can explain that music. It's good. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SafetyOrange.
No, and I'll give you a little bit of a clue. It's facebook.com/safetyorangesd, which I imagine means San Diego. Pointing to the internet for Tony One. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Go for it. Oh, sorry, that must mean it's time for, silly me,
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bars. 2 weeks off. Yes, another week, a few gigs at 12 Bar Club, still on Denmark Street in London, and here's this weekend's gigs. This Friday, 3rd of August, Josephine Landing, Caindon Abel, Makara, East Road, and Violet Crime. It's the Enterprise Studios night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, 4th of August, Iceberg, A Long Time Dead, Snapbag, and More to Be Confirmed. It's a Ruction Records night.
Heavy.
Probably. How much do you think?
£6.
Here it is.
Get in.
And Sunday night, Michael Tolcher, or Tolcher, and Writer's Day, and more to be confirmed. How much do you think?
I'm going with the Recession Busting Fiver.
It is.
Oh, come on.
665.
What a great new era.
That's it.
665.
Yeah.
The neighbour of the beast.
That's all the gigs I have.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
beautifully done. I've got some more sad news now.
Okay.
Next track's by a band called The Vickers. We've played The Vickers on the show a bit. In fact, I've seen them live. They're excellent, and I've interviewed them with Punky Radio. The album's called I Wanna Be Your Vicar. It's out on Dirty Water Records right now. Very, very sad news. One of the guys out of the band, the guitar player, in fact, has died.
Oh, God.
I think he was only 23 years old. I don't know what happened. There's something on their Facebook page to the effect that he has sadly passed away. There's an official statement that's very, very short on the Dirty Water Records website and on the Vickers webpage. If you'd like to leave a little comment for the guy, please do visit his Facebook page. And it's The Vickers. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheVickers.
No, it's facebook.com/the-Vickers or the dash Vickers. And please do go there. So anyway, I thought it was only right that we should play a track for them that features his excellent guitar playing. This is also Paul of the Internet 5, Tony One, ha, unlucky. This is The Vickers and I'll Do You Wrong. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. Might be trying to go away for a couple of days just to have a bit of a break from the house. We still didn't manage to go away in July.
Right.
Still waiting to do something. But apart from that, no, work. Work, housework.
Excellent.
It's awesome. What are you doing?
You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thursday, I've got my comedy show at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, and it features Brian Higgins and James Cook. It's bound to be good fun. Straight after that, on Friday, I've got my comedy show in Hitchin, which again features James Cook but Brendan Dempsey. Then on Saturday, James and Brendan go to my show in Letchworth. The reason I'm not giving you a lot of information about them is that all the information for all three shows is on lastminutecomedy.com, which is a website maintained by my good friend Tony Hearn.
Oh, he's awesome.
He has his moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so thanks very much for doing those updates. So, yeah, lastminutecomedy.com. While we're there, Tony, if it's all right, I will send you some text and an album cover for my new album to replace the one that's been on the homepage for the last 8 years.
yeah, sure.
Because my new album's out, and you'll be hearing a track of it at the end of the show. On Sunday, I drive to Edinburgh.
Okay, cool.
Because I start my run of my show Songs in the Key of Death at Edinburgh on Monday the 6th of August right the way through to the 25th. For more information about that, there's information about that also on lastminutecomedy.com and the other show I'm doing, The Last Minute Comedy Club.
Nice.
So basically,
nice.
Mate, I'm out of here on Sunday, but I'll be taking my microphone with me, so we should be able to keep making punkies as it is.
We should be fine. Every Tuesday is normal, I think.
should be.
Yes.
Can't promise anything. Might be one or two changes, but you know, it'll be all right on the night. So that's that, really. I'll tell you a little bit more about the other stuff. I've just been in Oslo. I'll tell you about that after the next song. It's the next song by a band called The Bones. They've got a new album out. This came through from, I think they're People Like You Records. But anyway, it came through my mate Simon Knott on his website. Simon Says. What I know is what it... I'll ask you about the website after we've heard this. This is The Hooligan Bop. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Bones and The Hooligan Bop from their latest album. The Bones are Swedish, interestingly. I'll say interestingly, seeing as I've just been in Norway, which neighbours the nation. What's The Bones website?
Thebones.se?
No, it's bonesrockandroll.com. It's bonesrock, the letter N, roll.com. And that album's new out. There's 15, 16 tracks on it. It rocks all the way through. It's a good sort of punk and roll album. Make sure you get hold of it if you can do. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Well, we've had a fortnight off. Maybe we should refresh the listeners' memory on how they can give us their twats.
Yeah, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason it's that simple. This is 2012, officially this is the year of twat. I should be surfing on my tsunami of twat now, with my flying mice, but I'm not. So please do email me. Email me now.
Flying mice!
Flying mice!
I really want to see flying mice. That'd be fantastic. Well, don't worry about it, Tone, because I'll tell you a little bit about my recent trip to Oslo and what else I've been doing, because after I did those two festivals, I had McCann Holiday in Christchurch, which involved me wandering amongst New Forest ponies, getting a ferry over to somewhere called Muddyford Spit, having a delicious fish meal in Lymington, and going to the Motor Museum in Bewley. I don't know whether you've ever been there, mate, but there's at the moment they've got an exhibition on of James Bond cars.
Oh, nice.
The real ones. Now, Bewley itself has got loads of fantastic cars anyway, including Bluebird, the land speed record car. And I was also photographed next to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But the Bond cars, they've got that white Lotus Esprit.
They've the one with underwater?
Yeah, they've got just loads and loads of classic Bond vehicles, and it's just brilliant. I was just strolling around and going, oh yes, I remember this. Oh wow, it's like you're walking through a bit of movie history just in Hampshire. It's fantastic. There's also, they've got quite a good Top Gear thing there called the Top Gear Enormo drone, and you go in and there's some of the cars and things they've bashed up in Top Gear, and then you watch this video that explains all the different cars and reminds you of the situation there. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Oh, cool.
Had a great day there. Then came back and did the Hitchin Comedy Festival, which was 11 comedy shows over 2 days in the Victoria Pub. That was very, very well received, and we'll be doing it next year. And then last Wednesday, I hosted the Olympvics, an Olympic quiz, where I put together 60 quiz questions and devised four drinking games for rounds for the decathlon. One of my favourite questions, Tony, that I asked was, how many shot puts would it take to balance an average-sized grizzly bear on a seesaw?
Nice.
Some people weren't too happy with the questions. They thought they were a bit hard. Your average-sized grizzly bear is about 500 pounds, and a shot put is about 16 pounds. I think it works out 31 and a quarter shot puts would be required to balance an average-sized grizzly bear on a seesaw. Should you ever be asked that in interrogation, it won't be my fault if you get electrocuted as a result of not knowing the answer.
Would you accept 31?
No.
Okay.
But then, you wouldn't want me interrogating.
It's true.
I didn't say to the nearest shot put, did I?
Nah. No, good point.
So yeah, did that, and then on the Thursday I flew to Oslo, where I did a gig at the Dirty Cow, and I had a fine time for a few days, and had a right result on the last night, when this bar called the Beer Palace, I think I've mentioned before how much beer costs in Oslo, it's between £7 and £9 a pint, except for in the Beer Palace, because they were about to do a refurb, so they had to get rid of their wet stock, so they sold it off for £2.30 a pint. It was cheaper than England. The bar was full of British people not being able to understand how they could afford to buy a round. It was the most bizarre thing. Tony, I didn't even finish my last beer.
Really?
No. I was that confident I could afford to buy more if I needed to. I've never been in that situation in Oslo, ever. It's so expensive. And then I flew back last night, got back, here I am, ready to go again, doing things all week. And then off to Edinburgh the weekend. So I'm busy, lad. I don't earn any money, but I keep busy. So anyway, I thought, seeing as this is a new era, and I've got a new album out called Songs in the Key of Death, which is available at the moment only from me. So if you would like a copy, there's 16 tracks on it. If you would like a copy, just email paulieb@punkyradio.com and we'll try and work out some way I can send you a copy. This isn't the title track of the album, but it is the first track of the album. Tony, what I want to know is, what is my website?
Lastminutecomedy.com.
It is. It's Tony T, probably being Internet 6. This is a track that I wrote in a night and recorded the next day. This is Things in Tins.
It's tin in time! Woo! When my daddy lost his job, he started living on things in tins. But when we emptied the cupboards, we all started getting thin. We needed something we could eat without actually paying. Well, the bailiff showed up to take our car, but we still used the seats to get our dinner. We started taking roadkill. It's not meat free, it's free meat. What's the point of shopping when your dinner's right there on the street? We tinned a badger, we tinned a deer, we tinned a hedgehog, but we didn't stop there, because when a kid got knocked down by the roadside, we skinned him and tinned him before the cops arrived. A tin of beans costs money, a tin of beans costs cash. But it's entirely free to get a tin of human flesh. Tin it! The police are after us, but I don't want you to get a bad impression. There's no need for you to fall into a tin depression. All we're really doing is fighting off the recession. All we're really doing is fighting off the recession. It's big society. All we're really doing is fighting off the recession. I've got tinnitus.
So that was a track by the fabulous Paul B. Edwards. The track was called Things in Tins, available on his new album, Songs in the Key of Death. 16 tracks to ruin any party. Thanks so much for listening this week. I hope you didn't miss us too much on the fly off. Don't forget, we want your jokes, we want your poems, we want your twats, we want your words of the week. I still want some used knickers. We want absolutely anything that we can get off you. Do email either paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. Perhaps you could just quickly mention the four internet stations that carry our show, Tony.
Yep, sure. We're on Hussieskunk, which is hussieskunk.com, HussieSkunk. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, podunkradio.com. And finally, the latest one we're on, which is extrememetalradio.net, xtrememetalradio.net. It's not all extreme metal, it's just extreme, so please do check it out.
Yeah, and hello to Jim Canamella of Springfield, Illinois. Jim Canamella, whose son's band are just about to get their album done. And it's a rock album. The tracks are very long. There's a couple of instrumentals, though, and I think he's going to be providing us with a new bed.
Nice.
A brand new bed, yes, a brand new bed. That's something to look forward to. That's about it. Have a really good week. I hope to see some of you at the comedy shows I'm doing over the next few days. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoon.
Budgie gun.